for 27 years as Arizona's number one handyman. People always want to know, why in the 7 o'clock hour don't you ever talk about home improvement? The producer of our show here at the flagship station, KTAR, says, Rosie, we don't care what you talk about in the 7 o'clock hour. It's yours. Just have fun with it. But somehow, some way, tie it back into home ownership, okay? Well, you can geocache if you listen to our home improvement show so that your home isn't such a maintenance-heavy object that it ties you down to your address all weekend long. Stay tuned and listen to what we're going to talk about. And then we'll have your house and your home and your garden and your landscaping in a position where you can have some free time to go out and enjoy this great state of Arizona geocaching. And we were talking just before the break about me and my daughter and Jennifer all hiked up to the summit of Picacho Peak.
I was still shaking from the trail. I don't actually remember the conversation.
There's a couple places where that trail is got some real exposure. And then you have to walk across like this chain link fence that's suspended over this cliff. It's a pretty exciting little climb. But he was fussing at us for kind of working together to find this geocache. It was like he was there
policing
it. What is that improper protocol? Do you have to be solo?
That's hogwash. There are couples and groups that geocache together all of the time. It's a social activity. I'm going to a social event after this where I'm going to have breakfast with a bunch of geocachers in a village inn in Mesa.
And tell our listeners about this Girl Scout troop. You just helped them.
This summer, another fellow geocacher and I worked with a Girl Scout troop. They spent the night at the Phoenix Zoo with their troop leader, camped overnight with the animals. And the next morning, they came out and met my fellow geocacher. His name is Rimwalker and I. And we took them geocaching so they could earn their scouting badge. And one of the caches we took them to is called Rimwalker's Travel Bug Hotel, which is named after my friend. And it's a geocache container that is designed or meant for travel bugs, trackables. So we took them there. They placed a trackable there, which we ended up taking out of the Travel Bug Hotel and sending it with some friends of ours that were going to go on an ocean voyage to.
Perfect.
And they took it with them to a whole bunch of Scandinavian countries and all over the world. And ended up back in Arizona, back in the Travel Bug Hotel, and it went on several other missions besides that as well.
That's cool.
And when the Girl Scout troop plays a part in planting that bug, they can track it and follow it during every step of the trip.
Every step of the trip. So it's made thousands and thousands of miles, and they can see it on a map.
Well, now you've brought in quite a few props here. You take geocaching. I thought geocaching was ammo cans, Tupperware dishes. Describe for the listening audience what you have here, like this bone that you've got here. That's a great one.
Yes. I like to scavenge things when I'm out and about and hiking, and one of the things I picked up was a piece of cow bone about a foot long, and I cut a section out of it so that it has a chamber in it. And it's a magnetic chamber, and because I attached a bunch of magnets to where I sliced it apart.
Now, Rosie, you're going to have to really look hard to find something like that.
Isn't that great?
And in the right location, this makes fine. It probably wouldn't work too well in a city park, but out in a desert environment, it would look like it's just part of the environment.
Absolutely. And what is this PVC tower apparatus we've got here?
Well, I like to do something that's called puzzle caches. I really don't know how to describe this one, but it's a PVC cylinder with a bunch of horizontal pieces of PVC in it. And there's a marble at the top. And if you twist the other pieces of PVC, you'll drop this marble down to the bottom to an opening. And it's got a combination written on the little ball or marble. And that opens a padlock that's at the bottom, which is where the real geocache is at.
That was an excellent job.
Isn't that cool? That was cool. Well, Al, I can't thank you enough for joining us and sharing your geocaching wisdom with the listening audience. Hopefully, you'll start seeing more and more people following your geocache trail. Trails. Folks, this is Rosie on the House. We appreciate y'all tuning in for the crazy hour, the wild hour, the always keep you guessing hour. We have John Eisenhower coming in the 8 o'clock hour in our outdoor living segment of the Rosie on the House show. And we'll be talking about anything and everything having to do with any tree you'd like planted, fertilized, watered,
pruned,
topped,
chosen. What to choose.
Anything having to do with trees, it is John Eisenhower, Integrity Tree Service. And then in the 9 o'clock hour, that's always our open segment where we invite people who are ever trying to tackle what they're trying to get done around the house. Give us a call in that 9 o'clock hour and let us put our remodeling and building and handyman experience to work for you. Give you some tricks of the trade and some products that we really like to use that will make the job not only easier to get done, but also make it look more professional when it's finished. If you've got that nagging little project that needs to get done before the holidays and it just kind of seems to be stuck, well, give us a call and let's see if we can't give you a tip or two for getting that wrapped up for the holiday season, which we'll be talking about and preparing that hall bedroom, that guest room for the incoming holiday guests. Little tricks and tips on getting that room really set so the guests can enjoy it to the maximum amount. And then in the 10 o'clock hour today, we've got Mr. Ken Peterson, Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Shea Homes, coming in for the Bellegarde Pavers Hour of Home Innovation, talking about how he establishes what design criteria will go into homes today that won't be ready for purchase for 2 or 3 years in various communities all over the Western United States. Got to be a big thinker to think that up, right?
No idea. I'm anxious to hear.
We don't build them like we used to, folks, and it's a good thing. We're building them a lot better. Stay tuned. That's in the 10 o'clock hour. We'll be right back with John Eisenhower.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.